This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Joe Biden's second-place finish in Nevada behind Bernie Sanders is giving the Democratic presidential candidate a boost. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It's a lifeline for Biden, who's been trailing behind the other frontrunners, and it could convince skeptics he has a path to the nomination as the primary moves to more diverse states.
We're alive, and we're coming back, and we're going to win.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren told supporters she didn't see her fourth-place finish as a loss and then railed against Mike Bloomberg, saying he was trying to buy the election, even though he wasn't on the ballot in Nevada.
It's a big threat. Not a tall one, but a big one. Michael Bloomberg.
Fifth-place finisher Amy Klobuchar says she exceeded expectations. Also still in the fight, billionaire Tom Steyer. I'm Julie Walker.
On Sunday, President Trump departed for India on a 36-hour trip.
Well, I look forward to being with the people of India. We're going to have many millions and millions of people. It's a long trip, but I get along very well with the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Modi. He's a friend of mine. I committed to this trip a long time ago, and I look forward to go.
The president acknowledged he will not be returning home with an anticipated trade deal. There is mutual agreement on dozens of elements for the pact, but several contentious sectors are unresolved, including medical devices, according to sources close to the talks. Mr. Trump told reporters last week he's planning a very big trade deal with India, but he said he may save it for after the November election. On his maiden voyage to the South Asian country, Trump is likely to announce a sale worth several billion dollars for military helicopters and possibly a missile defense system amid rising mutual concern about China's military expansion, which has prompted closer defense cooperation between Washington and New Delhi. More on this and other stories is available online, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Iran's interior ministry said Sunday voter turnout in recent parliamentary elections stood at 42.57%. It's the lowest since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Observers say the number could be an indication of overall discontent with Iran's clerical rulers and the state of the economy under intense pressure from the United States. In the 2016 election, turnout was nearly 62% and has been consistently above 50% since the country's Islamic Revolution. Voters also had limited options on Friday's ballot. More than 7,000 candidates were disqualified, among them reformists and moderates. About 90 disqualified candidates were sitting members of Iran's 290-seat parliament. They were trying to run for re-election. The Israeli military has shot two Palestinian militants trying to place an explosive device along the border with Gaza, one of whom was killed, according to a Palestinian official. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Israel blames the Islamic group Hamas, which rules Gaza, for ongoing fire emanating from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said it targeted a squad belonging to the Islamic Jihad group that previously placed explosives along the border aimed at harming Israeli troops. Islamic Jihad identified the dead as one of its fighters. Amateur video showed an Israeli bulldozer as it was lifting up an apparently lifeless body from the scene. The military said it was removing the body in a way that prevented further danger to those around. However, a spokesman for Hamas accused the Israeli military of abusing the corpse. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The World Health Organization is urgently appealing for $40 million to salvage its operation to bring the Ebola epidemic to an end in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Ebola operation in eastern DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is on financial life support. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says failure to support this operation would be tragic.
Last week there was only one case reported, and we are down to only two health zones in eastern DRC where we have Ebola cases. But again, if we don't receive this funding, we risk obviously to have more spread of the virus. So therefore, there is this appeal to get more funding.
WHO reports 3,433 cases of Ebola, including 2,253 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Eight people have been killed in Turkey in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake Sunday morning. The Turkish Interior Ministry told a news conference three children and four adults were killed. Another person was reported dead later. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.